From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After a week of focusing on nuclear weapons, President Obama returned to domestic matters today. He's pushing new regulations for Wall Street and the nation's banking system. The House has already passed a bill, but a Senate version has yet to reach the floor for debate. Today, the president brought House and Senate leaders to the Oval Office for a status report, but already both sides are accusing the other of sabotaging negotiations. We have several reports tonight. First, NPR's Mara Liasson on the gathering at the White House.
As he opened the meeting, President Obama said he's confident the bill will not lead to any more taxpayer bailouts for Wall Street.
If there's one lesson that we've learned, it's that a unfettered market where people are taking huge risks and expecting taxpayers to bail them out when things go sour is simply not acceptable.
There's wide agreement on that point. But right after the meeting, the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell stepped outside to the microphones and blasted the bill.
If you look at it carefully, it will lead to endless taxpayer bailouts of Wall Street banks.
Taxpayer bailouts and Wall Street banks may be the two most unpopular things in America right now. But in this legislative fight, McConnell is uncomfortably on the same side as the Wall Street banks, who are lobbying to weaken the bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid followed McConnell out to the White House driveway, and he had this to say about McConnell's claim.
It's obvious that the Republicans are saying no again to progress for America. They have said no to everything so far, and this is no change.
Back inside the White House, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner made a rare appearance in the briefing room and promised to keep reaching out to Republicans. And he did seem open to one proposal by the GOP to get rid of a $50 billion orderly liquidation fund to be paid for by a bank tax. Republicans say it will lead to future bailouts and taxpayer exposure. Geithner said the fund wasn't crucial.
The central test of credibility is to make sure we can stand up and say that when large companies manage themselves to the point where they cannot survive without the government, that we put them out of existence. We do so safely with less risk to the economy and in a way that doesn't leave the taxpayers on the hook.
The White House remains confident it will get some Republican votes in the end, and in this case, they'll have to. They need at least one Republican vote just to break a threatened filibuster and bring the bill to the Senate floor. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.